WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. It was a busy week for the General Assembly, but it was almost like the third version of Kill Bill. Bills promoting gun control, Medicaid expansion, marijuana legalization, and driver's licenses for the undocumented all died in committees. But we'll get away from it all with a tour of Charlottesville's French sister city and the citadel of Besançon. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, January 26th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Thursday night, a House of Delegates Militia, Police, and Public Safety Subcommittee killed 16 gun control bills, including a ban on bump stocks like the one used in the Las Vegas shooting last year. WCVE's Craig Carper was there and has this report.
A tearful survivor of the Las Vegas shooting, Henrico resident Courtney Carroll, shared her story with the subcommittee, saying that a ban on bump stocks would have saved lives at the Harvest Festival concert.
I just really wanted to try to make a difference. Why make it easier for people to get these items that turn your gun into essentially a machine gun?
Republican committee members and gun rights advocates like Philip Van Cleve disagreed.
We've had one instance where something happened with bump stocks for a decade. We've had one. You know, if we did that with automobiles, we'd all be walking every day.
The subcommittee also killed bills to require background checks for gun purchases and a reinstatement of the Wilder-era one handgun per month rule.
From the state capitol, Craig Carper, WMRA News.
A key committee in Virginia's Senate took up debate of Medicaid expansion on Thursday. The bills failed, but as Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopaine reports, Governor Ralph Northam says it's just the beginning of the process.
In an interview just after the Senate Education and Health Committee voted to kill several Medicaid expansion efforts, Northam says it's still early in the session, and he's committed to negotiations with Republicans.
And so I'm a good listener. We will, you know, put all this together, and hopefully toward the end of the session, we will come up with a plan that's good for Virginia, that everybody can walk away from the table and say, I've really done something good here. We've expanded health care, and they can take that back to their district. So that's what we plan to do.
Republican Senator Emmett Hanger supports Medicaid expansion and has floated reform ideas, like requiring able-bodied recipients to work or pay monthly premiums. Northam says a work requirement could add unnecessary red tape.
And I think it puts people in awkward positions. And we'll look at a work search program where we at least assist people that want to get into the workforce.
Although Hanger's legislation failed in the Senate committee, Medicaid expansion is baked into the governor's budget proposal. So the conversation is far from over. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopaine.
A bill that would give undocumented immigrants driving privileges in Virginia has died in committee. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that Republicans on the state Senate Transportation Committee killed the legislation Wednesday on a party-line vote. The vote marks the third year in a row that the bill by Democratic Senator Scott Surivel of Fairfax failed to advance. Surivel said the bill is a tough sell for Republicans in the era of President Donald Trump and his anti-immigrant rhetoric. But Republican Senator Amanda Chase of Chesterfield said many people in her district are concerned about illegal immigration. Also, a key panel in the Virginia State House has rejected a proposal to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. The Virginian Pilot reports that the panel voted 7-1 against the measure Wednesday, likely dooming any chance of Virginia joining the growing list of states to decriminalize or legalize the drug. Republican Senate Majority Leader Tommy Norment is pushing legislation that would lessen penalties for a first marijuana-related offense. One of the jobs of the lieutenant governor is to preside over the state Senate. For the last month, that's been done, for the most part, by newly elected Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. But twice this week, he has stepped down off the dais rather than preside over memorial resolutions honoring Confederate heroes.
I want to be clear that my children, my grandchildren, will not see me on videotape presiding over a motion honoring people who fought for a set of laws and a society that would have enslaved members of their family.
Fairfax, who is African American, was holding his ancestors' manumission papers in his coat pocket when he took the oath of office earlier this month. He says he will continue to step off the dais if senators have any more resolutions honoring Confederates. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam says he has significant concerns about utility-backed legislation that would allow electric monopolies to continue charging rates that currently produce excessive yearly profits of hundreds of millions of dollars. Northam said on Thursday that he wants state regulators to have greater oversight of utilities. The Democratic governor also said he wants Dominion Energy and Appalachian Power to issue bigger refunds to their customers than what has been proposed. Both companies have kept significant over-earnings because of a 2015 law. Northam's comments are the first time the new governor has weighed in on the legislation. He is also pressing the legislature to allow Virginia to join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Finally, Besançon has been Charlottesville's sister city since 2006. In spite of their cultural differences, Charlottesville and Besançon are set in similar regions and have similar vibes, but the French city features one tourist attraction that is not equaled here, Besançon's 17th century military citadel. Marguerite Gallerini was there over the holiday season and paints this picture for WMRA.
Welcome to Besançon, Charlottesville's French sister city. It is situated in the region of Franche-Comté to the east of France, close to both the German and Swiss borders. The region is somewhat similar to central Virginia from the start, with predominant wide green patches of fields and forests. Both regions rely heavily on agriculture, and both also produce wine. Like Charlottesville, one of the focal points of Besançon is its university and a renowned teaching hospital. And like Charlottesville, Besançon has a pedestrian downtown mall where people like to gather to meet for coffee or for a stroll. Here's Antoine Nas, an English teacher in the area who's lived here.
I've studied in Besançon for about 5 years, and yeah, it's a beautiful place. Besançon is not a very big city, but there's still a few things to do around, and I really like the look of it with all the white stones.
Unlike Charlottesville, Besançon has its own citadel, a fortress that was built to protect the city. It occupies a strategic position that even Julius Caesar recognized more than 2,000 years ago. You may access it by car, or if you're up for an adventure, by climbing up the stone stairs of the hill on which it rests. Walking through the main gate, one stumbles upon ostriches and vicuñas, small relatives of llamas. A zoo isn't a usual feature for a citadel, but a popular one, says the site's heritage interpreter, Hermine Chaperon.
The big hit is obviously the zoo. We do have rare species, Asian lions, Siberian tigers, monkeys from Madagascar. A lot of people come for the Natural History Museum, and then they discover that it's a rich site with lots of other things to do. So they come back. One day is really not enough to see it all.
The Citadel offers three museums: the Natural History Museum with a zoo, a museum on the history of the region and its traditions, and a museum of French deportation and resistance. There's also an extra room dedicated to the fortifications.
The citadel was built in the 17th century. It's the work of a military engineer named Vauban, who worked for King Louis XIV. The purpose of Besançon Citadel was to protect the city, but also to keep watch, because it was a brand new conquest from the Sun King, because the region had belonged to the Kingdom of Spain up to then.
Now, since 2008, the Citadel is a World Heritage Site. With more than 250,000 visitors each year, it is the most visited site of the region. A lot of them are locals with yearly subscriptions, coming to enjoy the many cultural events organized there, or simply to take advantage of the serenity of the place. Besides locals, 10-15% of visitors are foreigners, mainly from neighboring countries such as Switzerland, the Netherlands, or Germany. Here's visitor Lena Hilgert.
Hi, I'm from Germany, and I just came here to visit a friend. I didn't know a lot about this region before, but now I visited the museum with my friend, and I read all about how it was constructed, about the wars going on in the area and everything.
Some of that history is still recent. The citadel was occupied by Nazi Germany during the Second World War, and 100 resistance fighters were executed there. After the war, the site was used to house more than 6,000 German prisoners until 1948. It's only in 1959 that the city of Besançon purchased the citadel to start renovations and set up the museums. And more projects are planned.
We're toying with the idea of creating an escape game at the citadel. Another ongoing project is an app to visit the monument, as well as family investigation games. The idea is to develop other paths, to discover all the other areas of interest of the place.
And how about taking more advantage of the sister-city relationship with Charlottesville?
I think it could be interesting to do more things with our sister city. I know I'd be interested in receiving an American group, for sure.
For WMRA News, I'm Marguerite Gallerini.
And while Marguerite was there, she took lots of photos. You'll find them and more information about Charlottesville's sister city, Besançon, at WMRA.org. I learned that I like saying Besançon. Give it a try. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. And enjoy your Friday.